Now we're coming to the most important topic. And everything I've said up to now pales in insignificance to what I have to tell you about now. And that's the Illuminati's mind control. And it was such a vast and important topic that spending an hour or 2 hours or 3 hours doesn't even begin to open up the subject. And so that's why I haven't spent all this time talking on it, is that I realized that it's just too vast. You've heard New Agers talk about a paradigm shift. When you understand the ramifications of the Illuminati's mind control, everything that you knew about human behavior and how you looked at people and rated them is obsolete. Okay? And it's taken me years for the impact of this mind control to be worked through me to where I can really appreciate, because I want to go into denial too sometimes about the ramifications. This is from the New York Times, and what this is talking about is back in September 2nd, 1977, Admiral Stansfield Turner, who was director of the CIA, went before a Senate committee that was investigating things, and he admitted, yes, the CIA has been conducting mind control on countless numbers of innocent victims and it was being done without their consent. And he even explained some of how it was being done. Yes, hypnosis and drugs and electric shock. And he even talked some about how extensive it was. There was 80 important American institutions that were involved in this. 40 medical colleges, all these universities, yes, they were all cooperating with the CIA in this mind control. But even though he admitted this, one is a little of it came out then in the New York Times here, but about MKUltra. But they still did a good cover job, and the American people really didn't get the full ramification of what's going on. The public still doesn't know. They don't have a clue. And the Christian people don't either. And until people understand how they're doing this mind control, you're wasting your time to create an organization to fight the New World Order, because they'll be infiltrated and Satan will take what you're doing for good and deflect it for evil. One of the programmers, Dr. Lewis Jolly, he's called Jolly West, they're mentioning him here as one of the CIA's known programmers in this. Well, books have been coming out. I started exposing the Illuminati's mind control with trepidation back in 91. And in 92, I came out with a monograph on it. And then last year, I came out with a book, which is a guidebook, an illustrated guidebook. And then this year, I came out with a full-blown expose, which is volume 2. And it's the Illuminati formula used to create an undetectable, total mind-controlled slave. Why did I have such a long title? Because it is totally undetectable when it is functioning correctly, and it is total. It controls the person's entire mind and their body. It is a group package. The reason that this mind control is so powerful is because they have taken every possible type of mind control and combined it in an extremely sophisticated package. So if you listen to these CIA people, they'll sit there and they'll say, well, yeah, we tried doing this type of mind control, but it only worked in like 60% of the cases. And so we couldn't do it, you know, we couldn't use it. We tried this, and behavior modification only works in certain percentage, you know. Well, what they're not telling you is if you take this method, which works 60% of the time, and this method, which works 60% of the time, and this method, which works 70% of the time, on down the line, and combine a sophisticated group package, you lock someone in totally. Now, one of the elements of this mind control is to create programmed multiple personalities. This person here is my co-author, and these are pictures taken within a short period of time. Here you're looking at one of her front altars, and this was an altar that was created to be what we would call like a madame. And this is one of the sexual altars that shows the abuse, a squinting eye. An altar is an altar personality. We'll explain that a little bit later. And then this is a very talented sexual altar. She likes this picture because it's got a mirror image. They use a lot of mirror images in the programming. And she was programmed to see herself as a cat. There's a lot of dehumanization done in the monarch programming. What they do is they work off of the principle that the mind is a supercomputer. You've heard that analogy made before. And just like what they had to do to make computers worthwhile, they had to learn how to section off memory so that it was can't be touched. Like when you reboot your computer, it's being rebooted by memory that you can't touch. Well, the way to do that with the mind is amnesia walls. They learned, the Illuminati learned, the mystery religions learned centuries ago that through trauma, the mind will protect itself from that trauma by building an amnesia wall around it. In war, it's called post-traumatic stress syndrome. And if you have a soldier that, like let's say his buddy is blown to bits right in front of him, he may totally black out that part of his if you put a timeline, well then that particular event in time has amnesia walls around it. Okay, so through the most horrendous traumas that they can imagine, because the worse the trauma, the better it works, right? The better the amnesia wall. So through a horrendous series of traumas, they shatter these people's minds up with amnesia walls, and then they know how to go in and find those little pieces of the mind, and then they build upon those pieces, they build whatever they want, because those little pieces of the mind don't know anything except what they're shown. They only hold the body when their hypnotic cue to pull them to the front is given, unless they're a front altar. So they will break a person's mind. A common Illuminati model might have like 10,000 personalities. A horrendous amount of torture. An unbelievable amount of torture their entire lives. And Ronald Reagan, who people think of as a good guy, he had his share of monarch slaves to service him. The type of things that they use monarch slaves for. He felt like, as President of the United States, it was below his dignity to get up and go to the restroom. He used a monarch slave as a urinal in the evenings. That's just giving you a little clue as to the types of uses for these monarch slaves. They're not used for legitimate purposes. They're used for the most ghastly, nefarious things, and they can get the slave to do anything they want. Now, this what's been going on hasn't been kept totally secret. But when people like myself started exposing it, they came back with a really vicious counterattack. It's the False Memory Syndrome Foundation, headquartered out of Philadelphia. I know these people. They're abusers themselves, pedophiles, and programmed people themselves. And they've got 40,000 lawsuits in this country against therapists for false memory. And what they did is they just infiltrated in slaves to each of these therapists that were trying to help people that had been abused by this mind control, and then initiated lawsuits that these a therapist had planted false memories into them. So they may even, the way it's going, they may even take down the entire profession of psychiatry with it. because if you know about psychoanalysis and things like this, if you take away from psychiatrists the ability to touch people's memories, you're going to sink the whole profession. But they're willing to do that to protect their mind control. I've been working with, and more as a friend than anything else, but to some degree working with the programming, with 24 victims of this mind control. I know I have met, I'd say, hundreds of, very many, too many for me to count, the victims of this type of mind control. And it's very sophisticated. I'm not going to go into I am not going to go into how it's done, but I just wanted to inform you of the ramifications of it so that you had an idea, because when you go into a church, you can't use as a litmus test, is the minister preaching the Word of God? Unless you could follow him around 24 hours a day and you understood how hand gestures and stuff can be used for programming and stuff, you wouldn't know the other side. By having these multiple personalities, they're quite capable of creating a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde effect with people. And they like to create the best front they can for their slaves. And they also, another trick that they like to use is they use opposites. So this one guy who is this brilliant computer genius walks around in public, he's deaf and dumb. You know, nobody would suspect that at a certain time he clicks into his genius personality and goes helps them with computers, and then the rest of the time the public thinks he's this blooming idiot. So they like, and one of my favorite questions asked me was, what is the most popular occupation for men in the Illuminati? Christian clergymen. That's the best front. Some of our most famous and beloved clergymen are multiples, have multiple personality. They like to create the best front. The best front for assassinations would, of course, be where? You're wanting to cover someone who's been programmed to be an assassin? The Amish, because everybody knows they're world famous as pacifists. In fact, I was Amish for a number of years. I used to be Amish. Drove a horse and buggy. If they wanted to use an Amishman as an assassin, and he spent a lifetime of being programmed, and then they through their cues and their triggers, they set off a program that's been pre-programmed into the person. These people are just like human computers, and the Amishman will leave his farm and travel with, for some ostensible reason, maybe he's going to visit Freundschaft, that's relatives, in another state. And then while he's traveling, maybe he goes into a restroom. And in that restroom, a series of things click in his mind as he switches through various personalities in a systematic way. And he eventually switches into the correct altar that they want. And that goes, carries out his assigned assassination task. Then as program switches back into his Amishman personality and goes to his relatives and then goes back home. And all he knows, all his front personalities know, is that he went on a trip to visit his relatives. And when he gets back, and these are called wet ops by them. Wet ops means blood's going to run, or black ops. And they got their own terminology and lingo for all of this. And when he gets back, at some point, there'll be a team that debriefs him. They'll have a programmer, and they'll have a lie detector, somebody running a lie detector, and someone else. And they'll run them through three times to make sure they get the truth of what happened. And when they're satisfied they got the truth, they'll let this Amish boy go back to his Amish farm. So there's a lot going on. And I see it all around, and I know what's going on. And you really, if you're wanting to know, you need to get the Volume 2 book because there's just so much to tell you that I can't begin to do it. But one of the programming places, Bethesda, Maryland, the hospital there, this comes from it. This is showing brain scans of people that are multiples. And it's showing that somebody who pretends to be different personalities has a different brain than somebody who shifts from different personality to different personality. A multiple personality, a person with multiple personality disorder has a different brain. It's actually physically different after all the traumas and amnesia walls and programming. This is me. This is a place of fine arts, Palace of Fine Arts in San Francisco, right next to the Presidio, which is used by the Illuminati for rituals. And I'm showing you one of the programming sites on the West Coast, the Presidio tree that was used for programming, Fort Point used for programming. You'll look at the Sixth Army logo. It's a hexagram with the satanic anarchy A in it. It's no, if you understand some of the leadership in the Sixth Army, Colonel Michael Aquino, who's the head of the Temple of Set, and about a dozen other high-ranking officers who were Satanists in the Sixth Army. It's no wonder that their logo's a satanic hexagram, is it? Ever wondered why the Rockefeller's Texaco has a pentagram in a circle with the Ankh? These are some more pictures of this was the church at the Presidio was used for Illuminati rituals. Alcatraz was used for rituals and programming. That's taken from the Presidio. That's mule barns in the Presidio, which were used for programming. Tavistock Clinic in England, another programming site. A couple of the programmers, Michael Aquino, who happens to be the son of Betty Ford, and his wife Lilith Sinclair. And if you look at where immigration is coming from, the top six countries, look, Soviet Union is second, China third, Vietnam, sixth. These are all countries that are doing mind control programming. How many Spetsnaz agents have been infiltrated into this country? How many mind control people have come in? Oh boy, that's enough to blow my mind. And the surprise today, the surprise ending that I promised you, these are taken from American magazines. And you may have to do a double take. It's real easy to see it on the originals. It may not be quite so easy to see it on the transparencies. Reptilian eyes. Did I get that right? Yeah. All of these pictures out of American magazines. Reptilian eyes. So like the lady who told all these stories in Arabia, you know, you'll have to invite me back for me to tell you more. Reptilian eyes. Can you see it? You see what I'm saying? Look up here. Look up here at there. Do you see how the eyes are reptilian? I've actually met some very respectable people who wouldn't tell me stories, like this one psychologist who's seen countless numbers of people in her life, who's actually seen people like this. Okay, thank you. And one last thing, you know, we're leaving, we're going our separate ways and everything, but I just want to let you know I'm still alive. I haven't gone off the face of the earth. If you want to write me, contact me, call me, you know, I'm there. So I wish you the best.